Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Austin Mefford. I am a third-year medical student at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, Texas, and I am starting a podcast. I know, it sounds very unreal, even to me. I've never done anything like this before, or anything even close to like this before. I mean, my extent of producing media is the monthly Instagram post or the annual tweet on Twitter. So this is very new to me. And the reason that I'm really passionate about this and that I'm starting this podcast is because I have found myself very misguided, and really, I guess, just in need of advice when coming to medical school. I actually had to apply twice because I applied on the very last day of admissions, my senior year of college. And if anybody who knows anything about medical school admissions, that is the literal worst thing that anyone could ever do, regardless of your scores. So that was exciting. And I'm the only person in my family that's gone to medical school or is really associated with medicine. And so this was very new to me, and I've had to figure this out a lot on my own. And so what I thought I would do is create this podcast where we can interview physicians and residents, and then we can turn around and share the knowledge and the information with the listeners of this show so that they can be informed. And we get some training third year and into fourth year, obviously, about residency applications and mentorship and things like that. But I feel like it's so much better to start as early as possible, because the earlier you start, the more you can bolster your application. And it's all about that completeness of an application when it comes to fourth year. So more specifically, we were going to ask them about their path to residency, the steps they took to get there, the boxes they checked, and the avenues and the doors that they made sure that they had open when applying to residency to ensure that they were able to match successfully. And I feel like this podcast would be of specific use and would be really high yield for students like myself who don't have any family in medicine, that don't have that kind of personal family connection to the process, and also students who maybe are from underrepresented areas or areas where they don't have the resources poured into them that some students in other areas have. And so I feel like that demographic and those populations of students would really get the most out of this kind of podcast. And that is something I'm very passionate about and something that I'm proud to produce content and be able to give to you guys. And if you guys are watching this podcast, then I'm sure you're familiar with other medical style podcasts. And kind of the place where I got the idea for this one was the Undifferentiated Medical Student, where they bring in different doctors from different specialties and they talk about what each doctor does on a day-to-day basis and why they chose that specialty. And it kind of left me wondering, well, how did they do that? You know, I mean, it's one thing to know what a specialty is, and it's a completely different thing to know how they did it. And what better place to gain this type of knowledge than from the people who actually did it themselves? And so some of these physicians that we interview are going to be relics, and we're going to have to, you know, visit the museum to find them and interview them. And then some of these people are going to be very new to the process, and they're going to be residents. And so the information regarding the match is still going to be very fresh to them. Yeah, so that's what the podcast is going to be about. And I'm really excited to bring this content to you guys. I've already interviewed a couple of physicians. We've had very good discussions, and I'm excited to be able to share this with you guys. I'm very new to the whole podcasting thing, so if you guys have any tips or tricks, or you just want to tell me that it's awful and I just need to delete it, please feel free. I will link my email in the show notes. But yeah, I'm very open to feedback, and I want to hear from you guys. I want to be able to interact with you guys. I want to know how this podcast is being received, if it's useful, what I could do better, what I'm doing well. And I don't nearly expect this podcast to be as popular as the Undifferentiated Medical Student. However, if this podcast were to help one person take a step that they otherwise wouldn't, or help one person realize that they should be doing something that they just didn't know they should be doing, then in my book, that's a win. That's a check mark. And I'm going to be calling this podcast The Recipes for Residency for three reasons. One, because I like alliteration. Two reasons, because over the course of the pandemic, I've really learned to enjoy cooking. And number three, because recipes are individualistic. There are certain recipes that can be tweaked to a person's liking. For example, when you go over to grandma's house, you know, she may add an extra stick of butter in that cake that she makes that you love. Whereas someone who's maybe on a low calorie diet, like myself, may leave it out or, you know, choose a different option with like butter with olive oil or something weird that you would find at Whole Foods. I really like that because it's very analogous to residency applications. You know, there are certain ingredients to a recipe that are staples. You know, if you want to make pancakes, you have to have flour. You just have to. But you can also individualize it. You can do blueberries or chocolate chips. Or if you're like myself, you just like walnuts in them. But it's the same with residency applications. There are certain things that are staples that you probably have to have, depending on the competitiveness of your residency of choice. But then there are some things as well that you can tweak and you can make very individualized. And so I like the analogy of a recipe with regards to this because I think it's very fitting. So thank you guys so much for listening. This is going to be the first episode, and then I'm going to be releasing some interviews that we've had with different physicians and different specialties, and I hope you really enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to be trying to get this uploaded to the sites and the sources that you guys would normally find your other podcasts, such as Apple Podcasts and Spotify, etc. So please subscribe. And I will catch you guys in the future for more ingredients on the Recipe for Residency podcast.